Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, my name is Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Irene Williams. Irene, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best. But please start though by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Irene, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Okay, well, thank you, Paul. I enjoy building relationships with people on LinkedIn, which of course is where we met. So thank you so much for inviting me. My career in higher education has been dedicated to bridging the gap between data and continuous improvement, a journey that began about 26 years ago. And through the years, I contributed to strategic planning, assessment, and accreditation, serving as a vital resource for our students, faculty and staff, and academic leadership. So with my extensive background in higher education, it perfectly aligns with your New Leaf Training mission of driving organizational excellence through structured growth. And having led large-scale technical system implementations, such as university-wide planning and assessment systems, and also reviewing faculty qualifications, I feel like I bring a high level of mastery of data-driven decision-making and institutional effectiveness. So to help people and organizations be their best, I believe in the power of the New Leaf thinking, because you align institutional goals with human potential. My approach focuses on three pillars: data-driven decision-making, a culture of continuous quality improvement, and supportive mentorship. So whether I'm navigating complex accreditation filings or creatively designing training modules for assessment, my goal is always to foster an environment where transparency and strategic alignment lead to measurable success. By leveraging modern tools, I like to use AI for a lot of my reports and presentations. We also use Power BI data dashboards for our teams to help with their opportunities for growth. My mission is to ensure that every department we serve is compliant, but also to empower them to deliver the best and the highest quality education and service to our students. In institutional research, we support a wide range of internal and external stakeholders to ensure that the university fulfills its mission, which at Salem University, our mission is to prepare students to achieve their goals through accessible education and relevant life skills within an inclusive and diverse environment. So when I talk about internal stakeholders, we serve our students through indirect means. So we ensure that they have a high quality education. We track learning outcomes and so that they can be successful in the field. We work with academic leadership, whether in academic or administrative units, in developing their assessment plans and documenting their continuous improvement efforts. And faculty too, we help with facilitating the assessment of student learning outcomes, and we provide the data to them for making changes to their curriculum or teaching strategies. And for our university leadership, we provide that evidence that they're making decisions, sound decisions, and also linking it to our strategic plan. And our external stakeholders, we serve accrediting bodies, which is our main issue through the years. We've been submitting accreditation reports to the federal government, just so that we can ensure that our institution meets rigorous quality and compliance standards. So government agencies, we report to state federal entities such as IPEDS, which is commonly known in higher education. It also allows us to serve our students by participating in eligibility of funding and operation. Our community, we serve employers as well. We have a quality of graduates that we serve, and they go out into the local workforce, into the community, and they rely on our institution's educational value from our graduates. The last thing I wanted to say about best practices to help people and organizations is to embrace data-driven decision making and to foster a culture of assessment, which is a quality improvement and ongoing improvement in closing the loop, which allows teams to pivot, innovate, and grow. And then I like to mentor and support anyone that comes into our office or calls me so that they can improve their own work and to improve student retention. So in many ways, I guess you can say that institutional effectiveness is the operational backbone that supports those same goals as in New Leaf thinking. So these are the key aspects that I wanted to share with you today, Paul. Thank you very much.
Irene, thanks ever so much. If I could just offer one quick response to what you said there. I think at the time of this recording, this is going to be episode 279. I can honestly say, Irene, I think this is the first time in all of those episodes I've actually had the person I've interviewed say, my mission is, and I love the way that you seem to have a very strong compass, a very strong, clear vision of how, yes, the organization has a mission, but my mission, and I just love that that clarity of thought. That really kind of just rang a bell to me there. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that before. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. And Irene, as has become our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Yes, high five. We did it.
Irene, it's so great to meet you in person, and it's so wonderful to hear your wisdom. And again, just absolutely love the work that educational organizations do, as well as corporate organizations do, and nonprofit entities do, and other government and quasi-government entities do, to just try and bring out the very, very best in human beings. I'm a great believer that 99% of people want to make their very best contribution. I think it's a noble, honorable responsibility to be in any role that tries to enable that. So I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us, Irene.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right, bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.